我们今天继续来看启示录。
Today we'll continue to read Revelation.
恐怕我们今天呢，只能够我再继续看第十二章啊。
We'll continue on with chapter 12.
启示录我们恐怕没有办法读得太快啊。
I don't think we can just read it really fast.
神把将来要发生的事情呢，通通向我们告诉。
Our God has revealed to us the things to come.
哎呀，我们真是觉得我们是何等有福气的人呢？
We deeply feel that we are such a blessed ones.
人无法知道的，但是神向我们显明。
Things of man cannot know, yet our God has revealed it to us.
我想上一次我们读过了，弟兄们呢，我们就不用再读了哈。
Since we have read it last time, we are not going to reread it again.
十二章这里最重要重心的是，就是一个妇人，这个天上显的大异象。
The central point of this chapter is about the sign appearing in heaven with this woman.
我们呢，请记得，虽然我们的思想赶不上，但是我们总记得神的话说这是大异象。
Although our mind might not be able to comprehend it, yet our Lord tells us that this is a great sign.
这里有一个妇人呢，怀孕生了男孩子。
And there's a woman here was pregnant with a man child.
这是宇宙中的大事情。
This is a great matter in the universe.
然后又看见一个异象。
And then there's another vision.
就是一个大红龙，一条大红龙。
There's a great dragon.
也显在天上。
And it's also shown in the heaven.
当这个妇人呢，要生产的时候，
as this woman was in labor,
她是在非常痛苦中呼叫。
And as the woman was travailing and cried out,
但是这个大妇龙就站在这妇人的面前。
And this great dragon was standing before this woman.
等她生了孩子，要把孩子吞掉。
Was to devour this child once it was born.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这个妇人生了男孩子。
And this man child was born.
这个男孩子就是将来用铁杖辖管万国的。
And this man child is to rule over the nations.
就是基督一同做完的。
The ones will be reigned with Christ.
也就是承受这个地做产业的。
And those who inherit the earth as their inheritance.
这个生下来。
And this one is being born.
一生下来呀，神就把他提到宝座上头去。
And once is born, he was to be taken up to the throne.
弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
非常的感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这个一提到宝座上头去啊。
As this child, man child was taken up to the throne.
天上发生事情了。
And there's something happening in the heaven.
天上呢，大事情发生了。
And there's such a great thing will happen in the heaven.
天上有的征战。
And there is a warfare, there's a warfare going on in the heaven.
天使长米迦勒。
And the archangel Michael.
受命。去这一个大龙争道
，and will fight against this dragon。
大龙呢，也跟他的使者去争道
，and the dragon and his will fight against the angel。
男孩子一提到天上
，once the man child was taken up to the heaven，
天上就有些争道
，and there is such a warfare going on in the heaven。
弟兄姊妹，你不要我。头脑的观念，这个男孩子到天上去打仗。
Let's not have such a notion that this man child is to go up to the heaven to fight a warfare.
这个男孩子不就要打仗。
There is no need for the man-child to fight. As soon as he's taken up to the heaven,
天使长 米迦勒 带着他的使者去龙争战。
It is the archangel Michael and his angels will be fighting against the dragon.
这个龙啊, 天上的龙啊, 就也带着他的使者去跟啊, 这个天使长争战。
And the dragon will, and his associated angels will be fighting against the archangel.
主的话就说, 这一个, 大龙啊, 带着他的使者去征战, 没有得胜。
And the dragon did not win, did not prevail.
你也知道, 这个大龙是残胜的。
You know that the dragon is always wins.
他临到那里, 他就得胜。
Wherever he goes, he wins.
但是现在他在这里不能得胜了。
Yet here, he cannot win.
他就从天上啊, 被甩到地上来的。
He will be cast out unto the earth.
那些跟随他的使者也被甩下来。
And his following follower angels will be also be cast out.
天上就完全被清理了。
So the heavenly were being cleaned up.
大龙就是那个古蛇。
This dragon is that serpent.
名叫 撒旦又叫魔鬼。
His name is Satan and the devil.
他在天上再没有地位了。
And he no longer has a place in heaven.
他的使者也通通被摔了。
And his angels will also be cast down.
所以天上就完全被清理了。 So
the heaven is being cleaned up completely.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
但是在这里说, 地跟海有祸了。
And here it says, the earth and the sea, the oceans will be woe to the sea and
the earth.
So from now on, all the things, events will be happening on earth.
地跟海有祸了。
Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea.
慢慢往下你再看。
As we continue to read,
这个地跟海神怎样啊,
we'll see how God will take actions in cleaning up the earth and the sea. Last time I have mentioned this.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
我们在这儿看见一件事情啊,
we are seeing one thing here.
这个男孩子一生呢,被提到天上。
As this man-child was born, he was immediately taken up to the throne.
这个男孩子, 没有被提到天上以前啊,
before he's taken up to the throne,
神早知道这个撒旦啊, 是一个仇敌嘛。
Of course, God knows Satan is an enemy.
为什么神不把他快快地赶下来就算了?
Why didn't God just cast the Satan down long before?
神对付撒旦没有问题的嘛。
He has, it's fully in his ability to deal with Satan.
对, 他有这一个能力能够对付这撒旦嘛。
It's within God's power to deal with Satan.
这是为什么神不做呢?
Why didn't God do something?
要等。
He's waiting.
要等到这男孩子被提到天上。
He's waiting for this man-child to be taken up.
这里是一个很主要的原因。
This is one of the main critical point here.
我上一次就给弟兄姊妹看见了。
As last time we have seen,
你知道哦, 神的心意啊, 完全旨意啊, 就在人的身上。
We know God's will is with men.
启示录第四章那里啊, 就说到,
Revelation 4, it tells us the vision in heaven. God is the creator of all things.
也是掌管万有的神。
And he ruled over all things.
他创造了人,
as he created man,
创造了万有,
he created all things.
创造万有是为着人,
he created all things for man.
创造人为着什么呢?
And he created man for what?
Oh, 弟兄姊妹啊,
oh, brothers and sisters.
神一切的创造啊, 都有他的旨意在里头。
There is a will in his creation.
神的旨意啊, 在他创造里头, 造物地里头。
And His will is with His creation.
这个造物，特别是人。
And particularly in man.
人，神的旨意在人身上。
God's will is with man.
这在创世纪的时候，神创造到末了一天，人一出来，神看着创造都甚好啊。
And therefore, in the book of Genesis, it talks about after God had created all things, at the end, He created man, and He see that all things is good.
神心满意足了。
And His heart is satisfied.
然后第七天，神安息了。
And on the seventh day, God rested.
神宝贵这个安息，你看。
And God treasured this rest.
他把安息日当作圣日。
And this rest, the Sabbath, it's a holy day.
把这个安息分别出来，圣别出来。
And we sanctify, separate this day for this holy day.
因为他得罪了人。
For he has gone
gotten a man. 他完全心满意足了。
And he's fully satisfied.
他的创造旨意就在人的身上。
And the world of creation is with man.
但是这个人呢，受破坏的。
Yet man was destroyed.
被撒旦骗走了。
Was deceived by Satan.
跟了撒旦去了。
And was man followed Satan.
一同做神的仇敌。
In enmity with God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你今天慢慢会看见。
And brothers and sisters will gradually see.
如果不信神。
If we do not believe in God.
不信主。
If we do not believe in our Lord.
今天在地上所做所为的。是如何的顶撞神
？And all the things that we do is goes against our God.
神完全是公义的。
God is completely righteous.
神在人身上所造的是盼望完全呢像神一样做公义的。
And when God created man, He wanted man to be rightfully righteous, just like God.
结果。所以灵身上所显出来的今天完全是不义的。
And yet what is shown in man is completely unrighteous.
贪心欺骗你去看看我们人的观景。
Just look at the conditions of man, how coveted we are and how deceitful we are.
你就知道这一个是非常的羞辱神了。
And we put God to shame.
一个大户人家
，in a rich, wealthy family household，
啊，他这个先生太太一家都是很大方啊，很荣耀的。
The couples they are very generous。
他只生一个孩子、啊。
Yet they have a child。
天天在外上搞事情。
And the child is a troublemaker out there outside。
你想一想哈。
So think about this.
但是父母的身上多难过。
How the parents will take this and how sad they will feel.
一下邻居来说，你的儿子在外面又跟人打架了。
And one will come and report that your kid is making troubles out there.
你的儿子在外面又搞什么乱七八糟的事情呢
？And is making all kinds of troubles.
什么污秽的事情，什么骗人的事情都做。
He would do all kinds of things that is filthy, all the bad things.
家里不是没有钱啊，也不是没有地方给他。
It's not that we don't have a space or money for the kids.
就是在外面搞事情。
And yet the kid is doing all kinds of bad things.
你想嘛，去做父母的心是何等痛苦啊！
You see the heart of the parents will be in such a pain.
当人堕落以后。
After man's fall,
人的样子跟神完全不对啊。
The outlook of a man is completely different from the outlook of God.
神因着人呐、啊，受很大的羞辱啊。
And God is put in such a shame by man.
虽然如此，神没有忘记人。
Even so, God did not forsake man.
他的心还在人的身上。
And His heart's desire is still remains with man.
甚至用极大的代价。
And he has paid such a great price.
才将他的独生子啊，穿上肉身啊，为我们受死。
He has sent his only son to put on this flesh to die for us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神的心就是要得着人。 回来。
Brothers and sisters, God's desire, heart's desire is to gain men.
这个灵一回来啊。
As men return.
一被神得着啊。
Once the man is gained by God.
神说好了。
And God said,
撒旦啊，你可以停下你的工作了。
And Satan, you can finish and wrap up your work.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们这里看这样啊。妇人生男孩子这一件的事情啊，那是宇宙中极大的事情。
We see this woman bore a man child is such a great thing in this universe.
神只要得着这个男孩子、啊、
，God is to gain this man child.
神心满意足
，and his heart is satisfied.
然后撒旦，你可以，他可以执行神的审判，撒旦可以到地狱去。
And Satan can go on and go to hell.
神没有得着这个男孩子。
Before God gained this man child,
他没有办法做事，看见没有？
He cannot go further.
所以他虽然知道撒旦呢背叛了他，做他仇敌，但是神在这还要等。
Although God knows that Satan.It's an enemy, yet God is waiting for this man child.
我今天在这里用一个弟兄姊妹也再看看一点啊，关于这男孩子的事情。
Today we would like to share another point about this man child.
今天这个男孩子被提到神宝座那里。
So the man child is taken up to the throne.
跟在伊甸园里头哦。神创造我一个与他相像的灵摆在伊甸园，情形不一样。
It's different situation than when men were created according to his image and being placed in the Garden of Eden.
当初神造亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候
，When God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden,
神在一切的创造里啊都不如人。
In any other creations, nothing is like man. Men were created according to his image.
灵一站在那里啊，就像神的形象，彰显神的荣耀。
When you see man standing there, he has the image of God, and he has the glory, and showing forth the glory of God.
所以他神一看他所造的灵啊，神的心满意足了。
That's why when God sees man, his heart is satisfied.
他就安息下来了。
And he rested.
他就有一个灵啊，能够彰显他。
He has a man to manifest, to express him.
但是你在这里看见，伊甸园里头的亚当夏娃，跟这个男孩子被提到宝座，情形差很多了。
But you ought to recognize.Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden is very different from this man child.
我们就尽量照我们所能领会的，亚当夏娃是怎么好在伊甸园里头哦，他会给魔鬼骗走啊。
Regardless how good it appears, Adam and Eve appears back then, but yet Adam and Eve were deceived by Satan.
他外面啊怎么像神啊？他还抵挡不过魔鬼啊。
Outwardly, no matter how he looked like God, yet he cannot overcome Satan.
这个男孩子到天上就不一样了。
But yet this man child taken to the heaven is different.
你看这个男孩子到天上啊，魔鬼能不能再骗呢？
Can Satan still deceive this man child in heaven?
这一个男孩子，第一，里头有神的生命。
First of all, this man child has the life of God in him.
亚当夏娃摆在伊甸园里头，
Adam and Eve,
神在等他，你自己去摘这个生命树的果子吃一吃吧。
And Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, God is waiting for them to take the fruit from the tree of life.
有神的形象。
They have the image of God.
没有神的生命。
Yet they did not have the life of God.
所以在这里看见差了很多。
So you see, there's such a great difference in between.
你有他的形象啊，你里头所想的啊，所想的，所拣选的都不行啊。
Just having an image of God, it's not is not adequate because whatever we have inside, whatever we think, it's different.
没有神那样的生命.
They did not have the life of God.
所以撒旦一片就给他变走了.
And as they were deceived by Satan, they were deceived.
这个男孩子不一样了.
Yet this man child is different.
是蒙了神拯救的.
This man child is saved by God.
里头有神的生命.
He has the life of God in him.
不但有神的生命.
Not only the life of God in him.
而且这个生命长出来的.
And this life is growing.
刚强的.
And maturing in a strong way.
他能够抵挡撒旦仇敌.
And before God, this man child is able to fight against Satan.
他跟基督一样的是得胜.
And just like Christ, he's an overcomer.
所以这一个男孩子 被提到神宝座跟前啊, 哎呀, 那神的心完全不一样。
When, as this man child was taken to the throne, God's heart is different.
这在宇宙中啊, 神啊就算作金马安息了。看见没?
And to this, God's heart is fully satisfied.
所以这一个时候, 在天上的光景与在伊甸园里头完全不一样。
By this time, the situation here in heaven is totally different from the conditions in the Garden of Eden.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
神就等着这一个,
God's been waiting for this.
而且到这一个时候,
By this time,
你知道吗, 这个男孩子啊, 他完全啊, 在神的手里啊, 是一个完全荣耀的工作, 成功的一个工作,
and this man-child is considered a completely a completed work in God's hands.
是神手里完成成功的一个工作.
It's a project, it's a work that has been completed in God's hands.
所以在这里说是一个得胜者.
And therefore we say this man child is overcomer.
我们真是感谢主.
We truly thank the Lord.
神心里头一直等候就等着这一个.
God has been waiting for this moment.
所以当神得着这一个的时候，他就到神的宝座那里。
As God gained this man child is taken up to the throne.
弟兄们再放啊，第七章。
Let's turn to Revelation 7.
我们还在从这里好好的来看主的话。
Let's read the word of God.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第七章第九节。Chapter 7, verse 9.
After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands.
大声喊着说,愿诸位归于坐在宝座上,我们的神,也归于羔羊。
And crying out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
谁接着就说,众天使。 你看啊，众天使都站在宝座和众长老，并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神。
All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders, and the four creature, living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God.
说阿门，颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵。 权柄、大力都归于我们的神，直到永远永远。Saying
Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might, be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
对。然后，长老中有位问我说：“这些穿白衣的是谁呀？从哪里来的？”我对他说：“我主，你知道。”
Yeah. So then one of the elder answered, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes? And where did they come from? And I said to him, sir, you know.
他向我说, 这些人是从大患难中出来的, 曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。 所以他们在神宝座前, 昼夜在他的殿中侍奉他, 做宝座的要用帐幕伏庇他们, 他们不再饥不再渴, 日头和炎热, 也别不伤害他们, 因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们, 领他们到生命水的泉涌, 神也必擦去他们。
Verse 14 through 17. So he said to me, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and wash their robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them nor any heat. For the Lamb who is sitting in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，你看见这一个男孩子一到宝座那里呀？
As we see the man child sticking up to before the throne.
哎，他的那个光景。 跟在伊甸园里头的光景完全不一样。You
see the conditions. That this condition is completely different from the conditions in the Garden of Eden.
当初神造人造好了，摆在伊甸园里头。
After God created man and placed them in the Garden of Eden.
东西在那里可以吃。
There are food. There are food for them to eat.
你可以随意吃。
You can eat freely.
到了时候呢，神来看看他们。
And God came to see them.
你都好吗?
And how are you guys?
很好。
Very good.
这在伊甸园里头的光景啊。This
is the condition in the Garden of Eden.
到这里呢?
In this conditions here.
他就到神宝座那里去啊。And
they came before the throne of God.
他的衣服完全洗白净了。
And their robes were washed clean as white.
完全与神亲近了。
They can come to God completely.
神是绝对公义的，他们也是绝对公义。
God is completely righteous, and yet they are also completely righteous.
神是完全洁净的，他们也是完全洁净。
And God is completely clean, and they are also completely clean.
到这个时候，他跟神完全亲近了。
And at this point, God and them, they are completely together.
所以他们就在宝座前，昼夜在那里侍奉神。And
before the throne of God, they serve him day and night.
不是在伊甸园那里，到时候了，神来看看他。亚当夏娃在哪里去啊？
It's not like in a situation in the Garden of Eden that sometimes, from time to time, God will come and visit them.
So
where are you guys? Where are you?
这个时候他们就在神里面讲，昼夜的侍奉他，就是赞美他、敬拜他、亲近他。
Here we see that they are serving and praising our Lord day and night in His temple.
这个时候，神用帐幕伏庇他们。 他们不再饥不再渴，也不要去天天在那里去捡东西吃。And
they shall no longer in hunger or in thirst.
在宝座中的羔羊呢，牧养他们。And
the lamb on the throne will shepherd them.
神也要擦去他们一切的眼泪。And
God will wipe away every tear from
their
eyes.
神保佑他们。And
God cherishes.
神安慰他们。
God comfort them. And God is so close with them. And God is so comforted by the fact that with the presence with them. And brothers and sisters, God would like to gain us today, to gain a church today, to be His bride.
做他的配偶
to be his spouse.
神永远的爱完全啊倒在他的身上
His eternal love is poured out on them.
我们啊一生就在永永啊里头，在爱里头直到永永。
We're in God with God together in His eternal love.
所以弟兄姊妹
in eternity.
你在这里看见。这一个男孩子提到神的面前，神完全心满意足。
So, brothers and sisters, we shall see this when, as the man tries to come up to the throne, God's heart is completely satisfied.
神马上在这里就清理这个天。
And God, here we see that He is cleaning up the heavens.
好，事情呢没有停在这里啊。
And it did not stop here.
你还要在这里啊。十二章这里看一看啊。
Let's go back to chapter 12.
好，嗯，嗯，嗯，然后这个古蛇被摔到地上来。
We have seen that the great dragon was cast, or the serpent was cast out down to the earth.
这个妇人呢，就。逃到旷野去、
and the woman was escaped to the wilderness.
因为这个妇人啊，只有男孩子陪提到天上去，其他的孩子还住在地上。
As this man child was taken up to the throne, yet the rest they remain on earth.
所以这个撒旦啊，一到地上来，他就逼迫这个妇人了。
As Satan was cast down to the earth, he's persecuting.This woman.
所以神就叫他逃到旷野。
And God caused the woman to fled into the wilderness.
然后在那里养他，养活他1260天。
And she was there for 1260 days.
是是是，这个1260天啊，就是地上最末了的。三年半的大灾难。
This 1,260 days is the second 3.5 years of tribulations.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你要注意这个时间啊。
Let's pay attention to the timing.
这个时间什么时候开始呢
？And when would it begin？
这个男孩子被提走。
As the man child was taken up。
妇人呢逃到旷野。
And the woman fled into the wilderness.
然后在那里啊。慢慢的啊，这个男孩子被提走。
The man child was taken up.
天上有的征战。
And there was warfare in the heaven.
然后啊，这个大龙被甩下来。
The great dragon was cast down to earth.
他就开始逼迫这个妇人。
And he's starting to, the dragon started to persecute the woman.
妇人就逃到旷野。
And the woman fled into the wilderness.
然后在那里就被养活。1260天
And she was being nourished for 1,260 days.
到这个时候就是末了三年半大灾难的起头。
It is the beginning of the last 3.5 years of tribulations.
三年半大灾难这个时候在起头。
And this is only the beginning of the great tribulations in the second half of 3.5 years.
现在我们看看啊。
And let's Take a look at this.
这一个起头的时候啊，什么事情发生呢
at this beginning, what is happening?
对，那就到第七章。
Let's return back to
第五章，第九章。
Chapter 9.
第九章，这里也到了第五位天使吹号了。
There's the fifth trumpet was being sound in chapter 9.
第五位天使吹号啊，这里就是第三大灾难开始。
This is the beginning of the tribulation when the fifth trumpet is sound.
哦，好，第九章第一节，第五位天使吹号，我就看见一个星从天落到地上，有无敌天的钥匙赐给他。他开了无底坑啊，便有烟从坑里往上冒，好像大火如烟。日头和天空都因这烟昏暗了。有蝗虫啊， 从烟中出来飞到地上，有能力赐给他，好像地上鞋子的能力一样。
So verse 1 through 3. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power.
对，我讲啊，我简单的在这里说一说啊，然后啊，他这个这里有说到有一个星从天上落到地上。
He had mentioned a star was fallen from heaven to earth.
对，你看见这个星落在天上，就是十二章那里的撒旦啊。
This fallen star is referred to the great dragon, or the serpent, was being cast down to the earth.
Satan, 本来是天上神的一个天使长。
Satan was once an archangel of God.
我曾读过这一个以西结那里。
We have read
跟那个以赛亚十四章那里。
We have read the Ezekiel and Isaiah before.
这个撒旦啊，
This Satan.
被摔到地上。
Being cast down to the earth.
他原来就是天上的使者。
He was once an angel in heaven.
是天上的一个星。
He's a star in heaven.
所以第九章那里说，这个星有一个星啊。
Therefore, in chapter 9, it talks about a star falling from heaven.
那个就是十二章这里的大龙啊，被摔下来。
It is the serpent being mentioned in chapter 12, the great dragon.
所以我们读到第十二章啊，要跟第九章啊能够连在一起。
As we read chapter 12, we have to link it to chapter 9.
就知道哦，那里说落下来的星就是这里的撒旦。
And that fallen star is that Satan.
是。这个撒旦啊，一摔下来的时候，他当然啊，他就逼迫地上了。
And of course, once he's down on earth, he's persecuting
神的子民
the people of God.
好，我们在读十二章啊，这一个末了第十七节。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 17.
这个大龙啊
，this great dragon，
这个龙啊，就像妇人烦怒。赐予他其余的儿女征战，这儿女啊，就是那守城诫命、为耶稣做见证的。那时，龙就站在海边的沙上。
And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
对，他到地上啊来的时候，就逼迫其余的儿女。
And he came to the earth to persecute the rest of her offspring.
这其余的儿女就是守神诫命，守神诫命啊，就是守律法的。
And meaning those offsprings who kept the commandment of God, meaning those who kept the law.
就指着of God. 当时的犹太人呢。
Was referring to those the Jews at the time.
那虔诚的犹太人。
Those the godly Jewish race people.
那好，还有为耶稣做见证的。
And those who have the testimony, who give testimony of Jesus Christ.
就是留在地上啊，做见证的圣徒了。
Meaning those who remain on earth to testify for Jesus Christ.
这就是那个龙逼迫的对象。
And these are the objects of who the dragon is persecuting against.
那么这件事情呢，就是发生在三年半中。
And this event will take place in the second 3.5 years.
好，我们再读第十三章。
Let's go on to chapter 13.
我又看见一个兽从海中上来。有七角、四角、七头，这四角带着十个冠冕，七头上有十座的名号。
And I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his head a blasphemous name.
对，嗯。 然后我们再看啊,
Let's go on.
第五节,
verse 5.
这是说到这一个兽从海中上来,
There is a beast coming, rising up from the sea.
又赐给他就是那个兽所夸大舌毒话的口又有权柄赐给他可以任意而行42个月
And he, this is the beast being referred, was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months.
13章呢 以后同伴弟兄在这里会慢慢的再说。我简单地提一提，在这里海中一个兽上来啊，这个兽啊很特别，有狮子头，七头，跟那个大龙啊是一样的。
We see this there's a something that's peculiar. This beast coming out, rising out from the sea, having seven heads and ten horns.
这个兽从海中上来呀，它什么情形呢？它会说夸大舌头的话，又有权柄赐给他，可以任意而行42个月。
And something special about this beast is he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months.
这个兽在地上啊。 他可任意而行42个月
And he was given authority to roam around to continue for 42 months.
这个42个月刚刚好也是3年半
And this 42 months is exactly 3.5 years as well.
所以这也就是在3年半中间所发生的事
And this is the things that would happen in that 3.5 years.
所以这个兽也是在3年半开始的时候就上来
And We're seeing that this beast is also coming up at the beginning of the 3.5 years.
现在这个龙站在海边的沙上。
And we see this dragon is standing on the sand of the sea.
这个兽啊，从海里就上来。
And the beast is rising out, up out of the sea.
这里都是表象。
And these are all symbols.
这里这个兽啊，结果跟这个龙啊，完全是一个。
And we see that... The dragon and the beast, they are one.
有10个脚,7个头.
They have 10 horns, 7 heads.
你看着,好像是一个。
And they look like they are one.
好,这里你再看啊,这第9章这里啊。
Let's go back to chapter 9.
他这个星啊,从天上下来。
And we see that fallen star from heaven.
他开了无底坑。
And he opened up the bottomless pit. And there's a beast that came out of the bottomless pit.
这样你慢慢看,这个无底坑,九章无底坑里头上来的兽,就是13章从海里上来的兽。
We ought to recognize that beast coming out of the bottomless pit is the same beast that is coming out, that's coming up from the sea.
所以它在地上显出来的都是... 十个脚,七个头
What is being described is 7 heads and 10 horns
跟这个龙都是一样的
And it's the same as being described about the dragon
而且在地上啊,就是活42个月
And also they will they have the time span of 42 months
所以历代许多读经的人啊 他读到这里啊,他就清楚都认为啊,这两个完全是一样的。
And in a historical past, many biblical scholars or readers, they recognize these two are the same.
这个龙从天上一掉下来,
And as the dragon is cast down to the earth,
他就开了无底坑。
He opened up the bottomless pit.
无底坑那里的兽就出来了。
And there's this beast coming up from the bottomless pit. And in chapter 13, it says it come up from the sea.
因为海呀, 是无底天口,
and this ocean, the sea is the opening or the mouth of the bottomless pit.
所以阴间的口,
it's the mouth of of Hades.
所以从海里上来呀，也就是从无底坑里上来的。
So the same thing that it's coming out of the bottomless pit is the same as the one that is coming out of the sea.
是这样啊，你在读他的故事的时候啊，你就能够连得起来。
As you read on, you will understand. You're able to correlate the two together.
要不然，在这三年半里头啊，这里所发生的事情啊。 你就连不起来了,
otherwise, as you read these events happening in these 3.5 years, you won't be able to correlate them. So all the things happening in during these 3.5 years.
你们记得就是这个大龙下来搞的事情。
It's the things that will be done by the serpent cast down from heaven.
就是从无底坑里头出来的兽，这个兽就是敌基督。
And this and it's the same thing of this beast coming out from the bottomless pit, and this beast is Antichrist.
这三年半中间啊，就这两个在这里搞事情。
And during those 3.5 years, these two beasts are doing something.
底下你读到13章就清楚看见。
As we read on in chapter 13.
13章的时候，这个龙啊，他把他的一切的权柄能力啊，都交给这个兽。
We are seeing that, we shall see that the authority of the serpent is being given to the beast.
就是这个兽就是敌基督。
And this beast is Antichrist.
他在末了三年半啊，在地上啊，他在那里掌权啊，逼迫神的儿女。
This Antichrist will reign and persecute God's children during these last 3.5 years.
我看这样啊，你们慢慢就不会乱了啊。
With this in mind, I don't think we'll be easily confused.
三年半中间重要的事情啊，就是这两个在那里搞的啊。
During these 3.5 years, is these two beasts they are doing all these things?
所以我们今天感谢主。
So today we thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们呢乃是仰望主，在大灾难之前啊，我们要被提走。
We look to the Lord that we may be raptured before. This tribulation.
对，这个被提的事情啊，重要的就是两次大被提。There
are two important aspects about rapture.
还有其他零碎的被提啊，像十一章那里那一个那两个见证人啊被提走了，那都是另外的，我们啊。
There are other miscellaneous aspects about rapture, such as the two witnesses in the chapter 11. Those are the side aspects.
重要两个问题.
The two important raptures.
一个就是十二章这里男孩子被提.
One is mentioned in chapter 12, this man-child being raptured.
还有一个就是在十四章那里收割的被提.
And there's another rapture that's being mentioned, described in chapter 14, that great harvest.
男孩子的被提是在这三年半之前。
The rapture of the man-child is happening before the 3.5 years.
就是在第七章那里的九节末了的一段里说那些人被提的。
And that's being mentioned in chapter 7, verse 9.
大灾难之前,
that's before the tribulation.
那个收割的被提也在末了一次号钟吹响的时候被提。
At the end of the last trumpet, the reaping of the general harvest, that rapture,
那就是在末了三年半的最后一个号钟吹响。
It's at the end of the 3.5 years.
你把这两个 记录了，你就比较会清楚了。
If you can keep this in mind, I think we'll be very clear.
第二次大当大灾难末了背离的，那很苦了。
If you wait until the end of tribulation, you will suffer a lot.
那要留在这个灾难中。
You have to endure
受艰难受逼迫。
Tribulations, you have to suffer.
当然啊，神有恩典供应。
Yet God has much grace.
还有我那个两个见证人啊，在旁边扶持他们。
And there are two witnesses, on the side to provide helps.
但我们要求主谁？
And yet we ask for his mercy.
不要进入大灾难。
Let's not entering into the tribulation.
在大灾难之前啊，就是十二章这里所说的男孩子的背提。
That's rapture, just like what is mentioned in chapter 12, like the man child were being raptured.
这就是在第七章啊，末了那里啊，所看见的在天上的人。
And this is the same as we have seen in chapter 7, the things that's going on in heaven.
我们要祷告主。
Let's pray.
要做得胜者。
Let's become an overcomer.
但我大灾难之前啊，就提到天上去。
We'll all be raptured before the tribulation.
所以第七章那里神做两件事。
So in chapter 7, there, God has done two things.
第七章那里就大灾难之前快来了，神做两件事。
Before the great tribulations, God has done two things.
第一个就把他特别所拣选的以色列的百姓啊。那里得胜者，他那个不是要得胜者，就是以色列的百姓啊，那个虔诚的神把他加印。
And those who were zealous, those who were godly, God would put a seal on their forehead.
神保护他们，不过他们还在地上。
And God will protect them, yet they remain on earth.
对得胜者的神啊，就要把他踢走了。
Those overcomers, God will take them out.
那就是个男孩子。
And that's the man child being referred.
被提到天上去。
Rapture to heaven.
所以我们要求主慈恩。
So we ought to ask for His mercy.
我们都要盼望能做得胜者。
We can all be an overcomer.
所以启示录一开头啊，二章、三章向教会呼召得胜者，神的目的就在这里。
Therefore, that this is, explains why in chapter 2 and 3 in Revelation, God is calling for those overcomers.
神要让我们啊，早早地去。
And God's desire for us to be taken up early.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们啊。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
我们真正要听神的话。
We ought to listen to His speaking.
今天这个地啊，不是我们盼望啊。
The earth we are living on today is not our hope.
我们如果不早被提。
If we are not being taken up.
你就是在地上啊，你能留多久吗
？And how long can you, last?
给我们的活到一百岁啊，地就哪里能有多少东西给我们好享受
？What can this earth offer you, even you can live up to 100 years old?
我们不要留恋这个地。
Let's not dwell on this earth.
好，我们真的要求主施恩啊，叫我们早提走。
We ought to ask our Lord to be taken up.Early on.
免去再来大灾难。
To avoid that tribulation, great tribulation.
总归我们要走的。
Eventually, we all will be taken up.
要早早到主那里。
Let's go to our Lord early on.
所以今天要做得胜者。
So today, we ought to be an overcomer.
对付罪恶。
To deal with sins.
主的宝血留在这里给我们。
His precious blood is here for us.
尽管我们有多少的罪恶。
No matter how many sins we have,
我们承认主必定啊洗净我们。
So long as we confess, He will cleanse our sins.
所以我们要早早地预备啊，到主那里。
Let's all be taken up early on to our Lord.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord grant us mercy.
其他在这里啊有关联的地方啊，我慢慢再说。
Any the rest of relevant aspects, we'll mention it later.
我今天呢，只能停在这里。
Today we can only stop here.
还有这里很多的问题在十二章里头，我们慢慢以后。
There are many issues. We'll talk about it gradually.
好，我们盼望还有一点祷告。
Let's all have some prayers.
主，你祷告我们。